There are public hearings for the evening. Moving on to other business, our first item of other business is subdivision 2018-02, Outer Banks subdivision, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the Outer Banks North and South subdivision 2018-2 for a major subdivision of 49 single-family dwellings on a 32.677-acre parcel of land using the cluster development option accessed off of Jimtown Road. That's SCR 285A. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of May 10, 2018. The final subdivision plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 11, and Parcel 5.02 and 5.03. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the final subdivision plan for 2018-2 Outer Banks subdivision.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2018-02 Outer Banks subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Frankfurt Business Park preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of four single-story warehouse-type buildings totaling 76,600 square feet, 32,800 square feet of office space, and 20,000 square feet of conditioned storage space, along with two enclosed pipe yards, loading spaces, and additional parking and site improvements. This is a through lot fronting on both DuPont Boulevard and Delaware Avenue. The applicant has included a letter explaining that the parking initially placed along the buildings has been moved into the front setback along Delaware Avenue in order to provide fire access. The preliminary site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 433, Map 11, and Parcel 21.02. The zoning is C1 General Commercial District and AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Before anybody makes a motion on this, I understand that moving the parking and all that, but wasn't this one where they came to us and said, this is in a place where we already had parking in the setback, so why can't we have parking in the setback now? Was that this one?
Give me a minute.
Well, and it's either here or there, but my point being that people are coming to us and saying, well, they're used to have parking in the setback here. We've leveled everything. We're putting new buildings up, but we've always had parking in the setback, so can we do that? And I think we need to start saying ahead of time, no. If you're putting new stuff down, just because stuff was there before doesn't mean that's where it needs to be now. You need to start thinking ahead. I'm just putting that out there for the universe. That's it. Please go ahead with your motion.
Well, okay. And also remember, this is a through lot.
Right.
So they have two front yards.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And I get it that they need.
Yeah, you know, I understand the situation here. I'm just came up in my mind, and I, you know, I'm pretty
well
much
taken.
Say what's there. So.
Can staff do final? Can staff do final?
Yes. Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve S18-56 Frankfurt Business Park for the preliminary site plan with staff approval pending all agency approvals.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for Frankfurt Business Park as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Ashburn Home Sales and Design Center, Site Plan 19-41, Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed office, sales center, storage building, and other site improvements located at 20238 Coastal Highway. The The site was previously a retail seafood carryout. The Board of Adjustment amended the combined highway corridor overlay zone requirements on September 9th of this year under case number 12,360. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and with the amended CHCOZ requirements. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 156. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for Ashburn Home Sales and Design Center S-19-41 with final to be by staff once all agency approvals are received.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Ashburn Home Sales and Design Center site plan 19-41 as a preliminary with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Cheryl Proctor, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a preliminary subdivision plan for a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway to create two lots. Lot 2 measuring 1.456 acres plus or minus and lot 3 measuring 2.546 acres plus or minus from an existing 10-acre plus or minus parcel. The tax parcel is District 430, Map 21, Parcel 7.01. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to lands of Cheryl Proctor, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off 50-foot easement with final
approval by staff, subject to all agency approvals?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Cheryl Proctor as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, we'll refer back to our public hearing this evening. Conditional use number 2186, Mount Air Farms of Delaware Incorporated.
All right. I was under the impression, I must have read this wrong. I thought they already had sludge being applied somewhere on property.
I think that they do, don't they?
That I don't know, and that is not subject to this conditional
right.
use.
Okay, so when she said they were trucking it off, I'm like, oh. But anyway.
They have been trucking waste sludge from the facility off to other sites. And I know they're looking to have additional, if they don't already have it, additional sludge, but they do have wastewater already. They have spray irrigation.
I took that they were taking it somewhere else.
Like, yeah, they're currently taking the sludge somewhere else.
It's not a state, but they're taking it.
I mean, it's not in the county property already being put on the land.
Or they have more than can go onto it because they are... They have spray irrigation on the rest of the farms.
But Townsend's, when they started in poultry, whenever that was, 1910 or a long time ago, that was all their land. It was all part of the whole poultry operation. They were growing corn and soybeans and taking their sludge, injecting it, trucking out, injecting it, and irrigating, spray irrigating. So it's just, it's the same land that they've been using for 100 years. They just want to, and it sounds like they want to clean up the water to the point where, in order to grow the soybeans and the corn, you have to put some kind of nitrogen down. And it sounds like they want to get rid of their wastewater and in an effort to not saturate the soil, they're willing to pay the price to have a slightly lesser corn yield, to make sure that they don't overdo it. They're going to underdo it. I mean, they're putting a $50 million treatment plant in to make sure that they can control that.
That's a different application than the sludge, though.
This is why I really was hoping somebody from Denrec would be here, just so they could get up and say, we got this under control. We're checking the water. I mean, what are they doing to make sure that people's water, yes, I don't think this is more being an application on this farm worse than the fertilizer that's put on the farms everywhere around here.
That's kind of weird.
But because they had to come in and ask for it, and Denrec has got to watch it, I would just like a letter from Denrec saying, we're watching this, and that they can't do this.
Burdens on Denrec, on the state agency.
Yeah.
I asked the question about the purification level of the water, just so the opposition could hear it, because in other hearings, we had heard such great descriptions of how clean the water was. Then that's a...
But when you, I mean, it...
So...
You need a certain amount of nitrogen.
I agree, yeah.
So...
And it's better than...
And I think there's a difference between what they're doing and spray irrigation that is associated with a residential development. You know, they want some nitrogen and phosphorus in this water because they're going to grow stuff with it. In a residential subdivision whose wastewater is being spray irrigated, that's not an issue, perhaps.
Right.
But
in the summary, it says specifics regarding spray irrigation, such as rates, overall acres, crops, etc., will need to be discussed with Denrec once approval for conditional use is granted. These details will be dependent on test results outlined in Denrec's regulations. Some of the general protocols which will need to be conducted in determining the above include soil sampling, installation approval of additional monitoring wells, and marking applicable setbacks for an appropriate buffer zone. So
if you so choose to approve it, it could be a condition of approval that we would have to have a copy of the Denrec permit prior to the approval of the final site plan.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go, yeah.
I would accept that. Thank you.
I don't think there is any doubt that they're on Denrec's radar screen.
No, not at all. It's just, you know, when with the level of concern, if we've got information, we might as well get it out there.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more.
All right. With that, I would make a motion that we defer on this until for further consideration.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on changes or conditional use number 2186 Mount Air Farms of Delaware Inc. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, we have one additional item of business, which is our 2020 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting schedule. We worked really hard to make sure that it didn't fall on anybody's birthday or Valentine's Day.
Or anniversaries. We did our best to avoid that this year.
Yeah, so.
Or next year.
Really worked hard for 2020 on that. So, anyone have any comment about it?
Really, I didn't even look at it.
It's just for informational purposes, so you're aware of it.
Just for information, just so you know it's there. All right, any other business to come before the commission? All right, there being none, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.